Blog Talk Radio.
Well with others and communicate effectively? Well, let's sip and learn together. Today, we're going to discover the art of everyone communicate, few connect. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Episode of Motivational Monday is truly rich and insightful, and that's what you, our global listening audience, has to say. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, our archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey known as life. Last week, we spoke about the power of listening. If you missed it, you want to definitely take a little tap back so you can get the richness that was shared. Excuse Excuse me. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, in which time we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, and we welcome your questions and your comments at the appropriate time. This always lends to an interactive environment, and we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great topic that we're going to dive into today. But before we jump in, the audience, to take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our sincere, gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, we're going to discover the art of everyone communicate, few connect, by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And oh, how I love Mondays. And I love Mondays because it gives me the opportunity to sow and to add value into your lives on your journey. And you are so valued to us, our global listening audience. And I want you to know that I coach and you win. And that is what this time is all about. That you would get tools to add to your toolbox so that you are more equipped on your journey. So I'm going to leave you with this for a brief moment, and then we're going to dive right on in. Grab your pens, your notepads, your laptops, desktops, whatever you need to grab to capture the richness that will be shared on today's installment. Our global listening audience, connecting is an area that I struggle in. However, it is a subject that I want you to know I'm always open to grow in, and I'm a lifetime learner. And so I love digging into rich subjects that truly empower me to be a better individual, to be the best version of me that I can possibly be. See, this is the thing. I am an only child. I'm an only child, and my nature is that I'm a loner. I'm very reserved. I am an introvert at my core. Quite frankly, I can go into bear cub hibernation mode. Thing about connecting, as I mentioned, it's definitely a struggle for me. And my mom, for her, having an only child was an adjustment for her because she's the oldest of five. So we're on the total opposite spectrums and ends. And it was an adjustment for her adapting to me, her only child, who could go into bear cub hibernation mode. She would think something is wrong with her daughter and I would be good. That was just my nature. But it was opposite of hers. And so the truth be told, connecting, as I stated, it really is a stretch out of my comfort zone. It's not that natural base. You know, some people are natural connectors. One of my besties is truly a natural connector. I tell you, they can get in an environment and they're just, you know, the connector in the room. That's their nature. Mine is the opposite. I have to stretch and work harder at this base of connecting. And so I know for some of you, that may be a surprise. You may be surprised to know that this is a stretch for me because of who I am and how I serve. But I continue to embrace the stretch, and I grow in not only this area, but any area that I struggle in. And so you see, I recognize, and this is the thing, I recognize that leadership is influence, and in order to influence, we must connect. We must be connectors of people. And so everyone communicates, few connect, is the number one selling book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And, you know, this is what's interesting. Only one thing stands between you and success. Only one thing stands between me and success. It isn't experience. It isn't talent. The reality is, if you want to succeed, you must learn how to connect with people. And while it may seem like some folks are just born with it, and some, I believe, truly are, the fact is anyone can learn how to make every communication an opportunity, powerful connection. And so in Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, we are going to dive into on different levels and kind of take a little snapshot on the number one principle. And I am a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach for the John Maxwell team. And I am certified to offer private transformational mastermind roundtables on this and various other subjects. And there are five principles that I want to introduce you to and make you aware of, five practices that I want you to be aware of to develop this crucial skill of connecting. And so what does that look like? One, we have to find common ground with others. Two, keeping our communication simple. I know I'm guilty at the complexity of communication. I can get complex in my communication. So this one, of course, I'm growing in. Keep it simple. Capturing people's interest. You know, people only catch a mere portion of what we share. They check out very quickly because more often than not, the reality is people are selective attending. They're zoning in, they're zoning out, and they're only capturing what tickles their ear. And so we have to capture their interest. In addition, inspiring people is so key. If we can inspire them, you know how some people are so inspiring that it becomes captivating? And then staying authentic in all of our relationships is so key. And so the ability to connect with others is truly a major determining factor in reaching our full potential. So if you want to reach your full potential, it is important for you to learn how to more effectively connect. It's no secret. Connecting is a skill we can all learn, as I stated earlier, and apply it in our personal, professional, family, relationships, and we can start right now in this very moment, because today I'm going to give you an introduction to connecting principle number one, which is influence. So I tell you, you better get your pens and papers ready, your notepads, your laptops, your iPads, whatever you need, because the richness of the gems and jewels that will be shared are priceless. And I want you to be empowered when you leave Motivational Mondays today, more equipped in your ability to connect and communicate more effectively. Why? Because connecting with people is so truly important. The number one criteria for advancement and promotion for professionals and an ability to communicate effectively with their family and marriages, with friends, children, in workplace, marketplace, community. I can go on and on. Can someone say et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Communication and the ability to connect gives us the edge. So if you want the edge above others, we have to grow in effectively communicating, or more effectively communicating, I would like to say. And do you know that a presidential historian indicated that successful presidents and leaders, that they exhibited five key qualities. I found this very interesting when I was doing my preparation for today's topic. Number one is vision. Number two is pragmatism. Number three is consensus building. Number four is charisma. And number five is trustworthiness. And this is what I found to be so interesting, that four out of five skills to being a successful leader have to do with connecting. And so connecting increases our influence in every situation. The better we can connect, the stronger we are, the more we can connect, the more effective we are. So the question now raised is, how do we define connecting? How do I define connecting, Coach Adams? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I feel the vibrations. Connecting is the ability to identify with people and relate to them in such a way that it increases our influence with them. And remember, as I stated earlier, at its base, leadership is simply influence. Leadership is simply influence. And each and every one of us were created to be leaders. As many of you know that are regular listeners, I am a believer, so God's word is my foundation and my base, not, you know, forcing my beliefs on you, just sharing what's true for me. And so the word of God speaks to taking dominion, which says, in essence, be a leader. Being a leader over things, over people. And so this very base of being a leader, again, is about influence. So how do you influence others? Do you even have influence with others? And that is truly the golden question to process around. Do I have influence with others? Because the reality is this, and this is what's really true at its core. This is the thing that many people, they don't even realize, that there is a disconnect. Many people are disconnected and they don't even know it. And that's the sad thing. They are totally and completely unaware. They're unaware. They have no idea. It's almost like the ostrich with the head stuck in the sand. They're unaware of what's going on around them. They're unaware that there is a disconnect in their relationship. They're thinking they're connecting, and they're really not. You know, recently it was so interesting. I was having a conversation with someone on my cell phone, and the phone dropped. And I'm just talking. I'm just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I didn't even realize for a moment that the call dropped. And that's the same thing that many of us, we're just communicating, but we have no idea that the call has dropped, that there is no one there, and we're just going on and on. There is a disconnect, you know, and so often when you don't realize, because you're in your flow and you're just sharing, that the call dropped, when you get back in touch with the person, you have to say, what was the last thing you heard? Because you realize, I'm just going on and on. And you weren't there because the call dropped. And so how do you know when you're connecting? How do you know when you are connecting? I want to give you some connecting signals. And again, this is based on principle number one, influence of the very subject that we're talking about. Everyone communicates, few connect, because most people, as I stated, They are disconnected and they're not even aware. So let's look at some of our connecting signals. Again, I hope you have your pens and notepads ready. Number one is extra effort. So in order for me to connect and to know if I'm connecting, am I putting forth that extra effort? People who go the extra mile. Now, this is a great signal because if you're not going that extra mile, you may want to step back and determine, hey, this is how I can be more effective in my connecting with others. This is a great signal. How about this? Unsolicited appreciation. People say positive things. They're very appreciative of who you are in their lives. They're very appreciative of what you do. And I'm always growing in each and every one of these areas. And I was like, yes, reconnect with this coach, Shania Marie. Grow and improve in these areas because these are great signals for all of us. So know that as I'm sharing with you, I'm not saying you do it, you do it, you do it. And I'm not challenging myself so that I, too, can be a better communicator. I, too, can be a better connector. As I shared very transparently, connecting is a challenge for me. You know, I think about early on with serving my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, my mentor would tell me, you can go flat and you shut down. And I was notorious for shutting down. You irritate me or whatever the case may be. What did I say? The only child can easily go into bear cub hibernation mode. So she would just lock everything down, lock it all down, go into bear cub hibernation mode because at her core, that's what she knew to do. But this stretching to connect and be more aware of those points when there is a disconnection, being aware of, okay, let me stretch out of the comfort of shutting down. Okay, maybe I need to put forth an extra effort. We talked about that. Maybe I need to do more in the area of unsolicited appreciation, showing people, telling people how much I appreciate them, because these are signals and ways in which to connect. Maybe I need to operate in the unguarded openness. People demonstrate trust. I need to show that, hey, I trust you. And the only child, it's difficult for her to trust people because she's so used to relying on herself. That's an easy base. That's what she knows. She often didn't have to rely on others. And I mean, obviously, I had parents and all of that, but I'm saying the only child got comfortable early on with just her, depending on her, being in her presence, being comfortable with her. So this stretch out of her comfort zone. Whereas, as I shared, my mom is the complete opposite. She's the oldest of five. So she was accustomed to people being around all the time. So her struggle was the opposite of mine. Her struggle was being more comfortable and more at one with her because she always had people around. Whereas I had to get more comfortable with people because I was an only child who usually was solo by myself. I hope you're seeing the connector, and I hope you're identifying where are you in this process. And so our signals, we said extra effort, unsolicited appreciation, unguarded openness, increased appreciation. People express themselves more readily. Do you express yourself more readily? Again, these are signals of connecting, of more effective connections. If you are flowing in these different quadrants, these different areas, you are a great connector. You're doing well in your connections. Maybe you'll hear an area where you think, aha, I need to grow. That's an opportunity for me to grow. Evaluate, look at that. Enjoyable experiences. People feel good about what they are doing. Do you feel good about what you're doing? Are you enjoying your journey? Are you having enjoyable experiences with other people when you come together? Is it like, yay, I love when I'm hanging out with this person, or, oh my gosh, them again, they're going to strip me of power. I feel depleted. I feel a loss of energy. These are things that are so important that we must evaluate. We must evaluate these things in our relationship. How about emotional bondedness. Do you feel bonded with others? People display a connection on an emotional level. Do you feel like you're bonded with the people in your circle, in your life, around you? Remember, we indicated that this connecting, it's in all relationships. It starts with your family, with your mate. It's in your workplace. It's in the marketplace. It's in your community. It's with your children. We can go on and on. So this connecting at different levels. How are you seeing yourself with the signals that I'm sharing with you? Are you identifying where your strengths are? Are you identifying where you have great opportunities to grow? We started out with you put forth the extra effort. An appreciation. You have unguarded openness, increased communication, enjoyable experiences with others, this emotional bondedness with other people. People display a connection on an emotional level with you, a more intimate level with you. It's not just on the surface. You know, they're not hanging at the surface of the beach. They're in the deep with you, and you're in the deep with them because you're so connected. And whatever level the relationship is, it can be a parent to a child, as we discussed earlier. It can be with your spouse, your significant other. It can be your coworker in the marketplace, in the workplace, in your community, in your church environment, wherever you serve, whatever that looks like. In all different areas of life. And then we have, and I want you to really evaluate this, positive energy. People's emotional batteries are charged by being in your presence, by being together with you. Do people feel charged or do they feel depleted? Now that is the question. Because, again, as we stated, some of us, we're disconnected. We are so unaware. This journey really is about, first of all, let's become aware of where we are. Let's become aware of how are we connecting with others in our lives, in business, professionally, in the workplace, in the marketplace. How are we connecting with our families? How are we connecting with our mates? With our spouses? How are we connecting with our children? How are we connecting? And then the other is growing synergy. This growing synergy is about people's effectiveness is greater than the sum of the contribution. The effectiveness is greater. And you know, it's so interesting because I'm really on this in this zone of effectiveness. I'm teaching a leadership class on the 7 habits of highly effective people. I'm now sharing with you, and we're hearing quite frequently, this effectiveness in communication, this effectiveness to connect. And many of us fall short in that effectiveness. We think we're connecting, but we're not. As I shared with you, we're on the phone and we don't realize that the call has dropped and there's a disconnection. So how are you connecting with the people around you? Be aware. I want to challenge you today so that you can grow and be more effective in your communication, in your connections, that you, first of all, start out by being more aware of where you are. Locate where you are. Just like the navigation system, you put in the address, it's going to get you to the destination. Even if you turn, make a wrong turn, I had this happen to me just the other day. I thought the system was telling me to turn, and I turned too soon, and the next thing you know, what happened? It started to recalibrate. It started to, one, let me know where I was, so I had to locate myself, and then it said, make a U-turn here, make a U-turn here, because I got a little off base. And so the information that I'm sharing with you today, the principles that I'm sharing with you today, it's so that you can grow in, one, greater awareness of where you are in your effectiveness in communicating and connecting with others, because everyone communicates. But this is where there is a breakdown in the system. few connect. We're communicating, but we don't realize that we've had a disconnection. We're communicating, but the challenge is the individuals are not understanding the language that we're speaking. You know, I think of a book that I read many years ago by Dr. John Gray, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It's saying you have two different people trying to come together and connect. Their languages are different. They're from different planets. They're from different places. Their points of view are different. We spoke about how important last week it is to speak first, to understand others, then to be understood. I'm sharing all of these various tools of empowerment so that you can grow in being more effective as a leader. How does this assist you? It assists you in your professional life, as an entrepreneur, as a visionary, as a business person, as an intrapreneur, whatever your role is, it's going to, the tools that are being shared are so that you are more equipped for your journey. And that is truly my heart, that I would add value continuously to your journey. And so as we take another look at the signals of connecting, we have extra effort, unsolicited appreciation, unguarded openness in communication, enjoyable experiences, emotional bondedness, positive energy, growing energy. And the last is unconditional love. People are accepting without reservation, unconditional love. And, you know, I actually feel like my mentors have a better definition of love, and that is love is contending for another's highest good in every situation until it becomes a manifestation. Are you loving individuals in your life, contending for them until? You know, one of the things, I had a situation recently where my heart was, I really wanted to contend for this person. And I sensed that there was a disconnect. I was aware there is a disconnect. And so I called and said, hey, I'm just checking in. Is all well? And they said, well, as a matter of fact, and I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. But I sensed that there was a disconnect. So I was open to it. I wanted to contend for the highest good in the relationship, the partnership, so that we could be better in our connectedness. That we're not just communicated, but truly we are connected. Because remember, everyone communicates. That's not the issue. Everyone communicates. But the challenge is, how effective are we in our communication? Are you communicating effectively to the point of connecting? And that's what we're talking about today. Are you communicating effectively to connect? I have to share this story with you, speaking about communicating effectively to connect. So I had the amazing opportunity quite a number of years ago now to travel to Belgium with my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, on a ministry journey, and we went to Belgium. And we were in an area of Belgium that was primarily a French-speaking area. The seminar that we went to do, we had to have a translator that traveled with us, and it, because the group was French-speaking for the most part. And so in Belgium, they have, from what I understand, they have four core languages just in the region of where we were, three or four. I don't want to misquote. And just in the region that we were in, it was French. So this whole time that we're there, we're in this safe bubble because we had our translator. And so, you know, it was like, hey, if I couldn't communicate with someone, I would just pull on him and say, hey, can you tell them whatever? And I trusted that he was translating what I was saying and sharing back with me what they were saying, right? And so the last day, we're now going to the airport, and we're going to the airport now preparing to transition to the Ukraine. The arrangements have been made for the taxi, for me and my ministry partner. The arrangements have been made for the taxi. So we didn't communicate anything to the taxi. We were told what time to be ready. and we made sure we were ready, but we're of the U.S. mindset. So we're thinking that when the taxi gets there, we'll be notified to come down. So we're all packed. We're ready. We're concerned. We're like, wow, it's over the time. And so I call the front desk. And the front desk says, oh, the taxi's here. He's been here. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, I heard that sound. He's been here. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we better hurry up and get down to the lobby. We were already ready. So we hurry up. We rush down. We get to the lobby. While he was putting the bags in the car, I grabbed a cup of coffee. Mind you, French speaking, someone else made all of the arrangements. We're not able to communicate with him because we don't speak French. He's upset. Clearly, he is fuming. His nonverbal communication let us know he was highly upset, but we could not communicate with him. Therefore, we could not connect. And so one would say, Houston, we have a problem. We could feel the rage behind the steering wheel, the rage with every shift in the stick shift. And we're concerned because we don't speak the language. He's enraged. We can feel the energy. Remember we said signals, hey, is there positive energy? In this case, no, there was not. We could feel the rage. We're having to trust God because we don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to take us to our destination? And at one point, it seemed like we were going in circles. But again, we're in Belgium. We're looking at signs that we can't read. And so we're having to just simply trust, but we're feeling the energy. And it's frustrating because we can't communicate. So we can't connect. And we're feeling this disconnection. By God's grace, we did make it to the airport. But whoa, was it a journey? And that's the issue. That's the thing. That, and I called this, and it's so funny. My title for this story, and I should have told you up front, and I just remembered, my title for this story is The Red Camera Chronicles. And the reason why it's The Red Camera Chronicles is because my ministry partner, she is notorious for capturing everything on a journey, right? And so at the time, she had this red camera. And it at the time, it wasn't a silent camera. Every snap, you could hear the shutter, click, click, right? So I can hear her behind me taking pictures. So that's why I call it The Red Camera Chronicles, because if something was to happen to us, she wanted to make sure. And she said everyone in her family knew. If anything happened, find my camera. Everything will be documented. That was her way of effectively communicating to her family. So she's in the back taking a picture of his taxi license, photo, everything, so that if anything happened, everything that anyone would need would have been chronicled on the red camera with the shutters that was going click, click, because we thought we were going in circles. But the bottom line to the story, and I hope you've been able to track with me, is that the issue that we had was we could not connect. And we could not connect because we were not able to effectively communicate because there were two different languages. We spoke English. He spoke French. He didn't speak English. We didn't speak French. So therefore, we could not communicate. So the ability to communicate with others begins with our understanding that we must value others. And when I look at that situation in retrospect, I sense that he did not feel valued. And he didn't feel valued. We didn't mean to diss him by, quote, unquote, being late. Again, there was a miscommunication or understanding around the communication that wasn't effective. And so there was a loss in the connection. We didn't mean to not value him, but that's how he felt because of the time that was given. He was there. We were ready, but we had not yet made the connection. And again, I want to just continue to emphasize the significance of how important the connection is. I trust that you're really getting some richness from what is being shared, and I want to kind of bring things to a closure, and I want you to think about this as we're talking about our connecting principle, number one, influence, based on everyone communicates, few connect. If you're really intrigued by the subject and what you're hearing, and again, I'm just giving you a little taste, it is such a rich journey, and you're interested in diving in deeper, and you would like to participate in my private mastermind, my upcoming private mastermind on this very subject, please give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you may email admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. Woo, I see the time. I would love to hear from you. So I'm going to take a pause here. And before I give you any more, I would love to know, for those of you that are tuned in today, you know, I love bringing in our global listening audience. I love hearing your thoughts and insight around what is being shared. And so this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would so love to hear your thoughts around this principle of influence and everyone communicates, you connect. What are you taking away? You've made the investment of this hour of empowerment. Did you get some tools to add to your toolbox so that you're more equipped for your journey? Maybe you have a question. Maybe you need a little bit of coaching. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, and we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't be shy. We want to engage with you. In our caller. Actually, it looks like the person took themselves out of the queue. So no worries. We appreciate you tuning in. And I want to go ahead and give you a little more meat around our subject. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. So as we get back into some of the additional nuggets that I want to share with you, because our ability to connect, as I stated earlier, it increases our influence and it makes us better. And so this whole process is about growing to be better. And I want you to know that that's what each and every day should be about. How can I be better? How can I improve in those areas where I may have some weak spots so that I can be better? And this very art of communication is huge because we fail due to the lack of or poor communication. And so we want to make sure that we don't set ourselves up to fail, but rather we set ourselves up to be successful because we are growing in being more effective in our communication. So again, if you want to ask a question, make a comment, this is a safe space. We truly do invite your interaction, so press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. But let's dig into looking at and really processing around high achievers, average achievers, and low achievers. High achievers, average achievers, and low achievers, as it relates to connecting principle number 1 and influence. High achievers care about people as well as profit. You know, I remember when I was in the corporate setting, I started out with a regional director who she really cared about the people, not just profit, evident that she had a love for the people, that she really cared about the people, along with the profit. Because the profits are important, but you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that not only did she care about the productivity, about the profit, that she genuinely and truly cared about you. And that was so awesome. On the flip side, I had another regional director following this particular individual. She didn't care anything about the people. It was all about profits. All that you were to her was a number on a spreadsheet, period, and that was it. And that was definitely very alarming as a person who had that, and now I don't. And people don't leave companies, and this is what we need to understand. People don't leave companies. They don't leave relationships. They don't leave businesses because of the company. They leave because of the people and if they feel they are not valued in those relationships. Looks like we have a caller. Caller, we're going to transition you in, and we appreciate your interaction today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Area code 214, last 4 digits 1656. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What is your question or comment today?
Well, good evening, Coach Adams. As usual, it's just a bowl of fruit full of love and life, just exuberating from your love and experience of life. I want to thank you for this evening's life language of communication. And I have a question for you as an influencer. Do you feel as an influencer, you're certainly a good listener to that one you're connecting with. Do you feel that you should always be aware of being in a position of understanding different personalities as they communicate with you and having to change from this personality to the next personality, that everyone's not the same? I wanted to hear your thoughts on that when you're connecting with someone and not always perceiving that person to be the same as others that you've spoken to.
Oh, I so love this question. And I love this question because it is so important to understand that we all have different personalities. As a matter of fact, I'm a certified DISC personality analyst as well. And so there is a science around understanding the different personality types, because depending on what your personality type is, you communicate differently. And so we can definitely improve our communication with others. One, understanding that there are different communication styles, personality styles, knowing our personality and communication style, and understanding, you know, the broad strokes around other people so that we are more effective in our communication. You know, it's just like if individuals have children, if you have more than one child, of course, I said I'm an only child, so my situation is different than what I'm referring to. But if you have 3 children in the home, each of them have a different personality. Each of them will communicate differently. Each of them have a different style. So you can't connect with them and communicate with them in the exact same way. You may be saying the same thing, but you have to connect it on a base level that deals with their personality style. So I thank you for that question, and I hope that that answers it well for you. and has given you a greater perception around that.
Thank you for that answer.
Oh, and thank you. I so value and appreciate your engagement, being a faithful listener here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Patient Lightly or For Granted. There's so much that you can be doing on a Monday evening for this hour, and I love that you have chosen to be here with us on Motivational Mondays. So know that you are truly valued, and I so appreciate you. I'm going to go back to some more of my content, but I want you to know that, again, the lines are open. We would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is the time that we invite you to share in the conversation. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You still have time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, we've been speaking about communication, and everyone communicates but few connect. And we were talking about how can we be more effective in our connecting with others. We were talking about before we brought our caller in that we wanted to take a little look at the high achiever, the average achiever, and the low achiever. High achiever, average achiever, and the low achiever. We were talking about that the high achiever cares about the people and the profit. They don't just care about the profit, but they care about the people and the profit. And it really makes a difference. And before we went to our caller, I was sharing personally that I could say I experienced that when I was in the corporate setting at the same company. My regional manager, it shifted, the first regional manager, she was all about the people and the profit. And it was evident that the people mattered, that she cared about you. The person that followed her in that area of leadership, she didn't care about the people. And it was clear that you as the person didn't matter. It was all about the spreadsheet and what were the numbers, and that was your report card, as one would say, and nothing else mattered to her because she was not an individual that connected with the people. It was all about the spreadsheet and the numbers. So the high achiever cares about the people as well as the profit. The average achiever, concentrates on productivity. They're all about production, 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 productivity. So they're in between. Now, that low achiever is preoccupied with their own security. They only care about themselves. Their focus is on them. Me, me, I, period. That's it. My security. I don't care about others. I'm only me, my own personal gain. As we continue looking at the differences between the high achiever, the average achiever, and the low achiever, the high achiever views their subordinates as truly valued. They value the people around them. They value the people around them. And the question is, do you truly value the people around you? And this is so important because if you don't value the people, as I was saying earlier, people don't leave companies. They don't leave companies. They leave people. And, you know, it's so interesting. I was reflecting because I got a call from a consulting opportunity that I had, and they were calling me to say, we may need you to come back in. We're dealing with a transition. And I thought to myself, wow, okay, dealing with the transition. And the reason why I thought, wow, okay, is because in a short period of time, they have gone through about 6 managers. But yet they have not recognized that it's not about the people necessarily, because you're not able to sustain the people. So there's a disconnect. Something is disconnecting. Either the people don't feel like they can meet the expectations, they don't feel valued, something. When you have that many people going like a revolving door, and so there's an issue there. And again, people don't leave companies, they leave. People disconnect from people. When there's a breakdown in a marriage, they're breaking down from not a circumstance that may be the straw that breaks the camel's back per se. They're leaving the person. There's a breach in the communication with you and that individual as a person. And so remember, we said that this journey that we've been on this evening is so that we can grow more effective in our communication. And how did we say that we would do that? We went through some richness that I want to remind you of as we close out today. And again, we have a few more moments. If you want to press one on your telephone keypad, add yourself to the host queue. We would love to interact with you. And if you've gotten some richness from the topic and you're feeling like, wow, Coach Adams, I want to take that private mastermind on this subject of everyone communicates, you connect, definitely give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com. Principle number one that we were covering tonight is influence, and we said that there are several connecting signals. Are you putting forth extra effort? Is there unsolicited appreciation that's being expressed? Are you unguarded and you have this openness in your connection with others? Are you increasing your communication whenever you can? Are the experiences, are they enjoyable that you're sharing with those individuals that you're bonded with? Is there an emotional bondedness, an emotional connectiveness at a different level, a deeper level, a more intimate emotional level? Is there positive energy in the relationship, growing in your synergy? Is there synergy between you? Understanding that at the core of all of this, we have to walk in unconditional love. And these are our signals. And these are opportunities for us to grow to another level. So I want you to recognize, do I see where I am? Because we said that the bottom line is that I can be a communicator, but if I'm not effective in my communication, if I am not connecting with you as I'm communicating, it's just a womp, 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 womp. It's like being disconnected from the phone call, not knowing that you're disconnected, as I shared earlier, and you're still having a conversation, but you've lost your signal. The call has dropped, and you're still going on, thinking you're connected, and you're unaware of that disconnection. And many of us are truly unaware. And I want to, as we close out, remind those of you that are listening in for the first time and for others, or introduce and then remind to those that are listening in and you've been here before, of the valued support that's available through Win International and the Coach Adams brand, because we don't want you to lose focus on your goals. Your goals are important. What you have been assigned to do is significant. We want you to walk in that. Your assignment adds value to this earth, and so we want to support you with bringing out whatever that looks like. And we want you to know that in order for you to get different results, bottom line, you have to do things differently. And you have to evaluate, well, what does that look like? What is it that I have to do differently? Because many of us, we're doing the same things over and over and over, and we're expecting different results. And that has been stated to be insanity. So it's about breaking the insanity, getting off the hamster wheel, making decisions to do things differently. And I want to encourage you, in this season, you should give our team a call so that you can get into a one-on-one coaching partnership with Coach Adams. What an amazing way to close out the year and to position yourself for this new year, fast approaching of 2021. So if you want more information about that, we're here for you, 310-289-2101. Truly, one-on-one coaching is a difference maker. In addition, there is so much other support that's available for you in our Full Circle of Empowerment. Our team can share with you about that. We want to continue the conversation with you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're not already a member, it is an open group, and so you're welcome. Stay connected. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. For iCoach and You Win.